We're going to talk about church models for these next three sessions. These models are very important to consider because what you're going to do is consider your gifts, your calling, your temperament, your situation. And as a church planter, you want to look for some models that sort of fits you, fits your calling and your situation. So we're going to look at 9 church planting models in the next 3 presentations. Let's start with the independent pioneer model. In this model, the church is started in a place not previously evangelized. The church is started by a planter that does not have institutional support, for example, a mother church or a denomination. Once the church is planted, the pioneer looks for a new place to plant a church. Now, in some ways, when you say this model of churches started in place not previously evangelized, you know, in a lot of ways that applies for so much, because you can plant churches anywhere, even places that, you know, might have heard the gospel or have some churches. So in some ways, the essence of this model goes to this point, that you are more independent. You're not connected to a lot of people. Now, at Christian Leaders Institute, if you've gone through the Christian Leaders Diploma, you can go through ordination, which would be very, very helpful. If there's a church planter type of ordination for you and you have some signers for that, this is very helpful as well. What are the advantages of the independent pioneer model? The pioneer spirit of the planter is contagious and motivates the group to face challenges. There is great loyalty to the church planter founder, and people share his enthusiasm as well as his sacrifice. There are many opportunities for leadership and service, and the pioneer has a great deal of freedom to make decisions because there is no one in authority over him or her. So in a sense, these are some of the advantages of that independent pioneer model, but there are disadvantages. Because there's no authority over the church planter, no formal authority, no accountability, he lacks advice that could help him prevent making mistakes. Often the family relationships of the church planter may be strained because he ends up working long hours without external support. Frequently, there's lack of adequate financial resources. The church planter may become proud and try to maintain control over the members. And the lack of support for the church planter can result in discouragement and eventually his abandoning the church plant. There are disadvantages to this model, but remember the advantages as well. Many of you throughout the world, this independent pioneer model makes a lot of sense. But really be aware of these disadvantages and pray that the Lord gives you cover and support and an ability to have standing in a community that is holds you accountable. Here's another church planter model, the mother-daughter church model. This is the most common used method in church planting. A mother church sends families and leaders to a new place and provides them with economic resources and support. It's a very successful model. In the mother church or mother-daughter church model, there are certain advantages, and here's what they are. The members of the initial group starting the church share the same ministerial philosophy of the mother church. There are enough resources from the mother church for the daughter church to get started. The mother church is forced to develop new leaders. The mother church provides continuous support and supervision of the church planter. They can achieve more in less time because they have the necessary resources, and the church plant immediately acquires visibility and stability in the community. There are certain disadvantages to this model. It takes much time, planning, preparation, and sacrifice up front. It's possible to depend too much on the mother church. The church plant can try to be too much like the mother church that is a clone and not develop its own identity and ministry. And it can cause difficulty in the mother church due to the loss of the members who are sent to the daughter church. You know, I'm going to make a few more comments about the mother-daughter thing. You know, this is what I've seen over the last 3 decades. There are even mother-daughter type relationships where in the mother church there are possibly two strong leaders or a strong church planter type that God raises up, and the church has a group that has maybe a different worship style in mind, or there's a different vision at the mother church. So instead of having a church split, there can be an unintended pregnancy. That's what sometimes we talk about in church planting circles, that mother church became pregnant and the Lord just wanted them to have a child. So this is not like a bad thing. This is a good thing. But they didn't realize that they had that impetus to basically plant a church because there was two leadership groups. I've also seen it where churches intentionally decide that they're going to plant a daughter church, and they just feel that urge to do so. I've also seen it where the senior pastor has a new vision from the Lord, and that's to plant a daughter church. I've also seen it that the senior pastor in the group will identify a person who God has anointed with great gifts, and they say, you know what, we will help you plant another church. Now, I want to jump back to a couple of disadvantages. That last one here, D, says it can cause difficulty in the mother church due to the loss of members who are sent to the daughter church. Sometimes a mother church plants a church, but they're really not healthy, and those loss of leaders really hurt the church. But again, these are some of the advantages and disadvantages of that model. There's also the colonizing model. And how this model basically works is that a group of people pack up, move with the support of the mother church. They move to an entirely different city. And there are advantages. The advantages, this group has a high level of commitment to Christ and the Great Commission. Members of the colonizing group offer their homes to get things started, and that's very powerful. I've seen some amazing church plants that come out of this style of church planting. There are disadvantages. The number of members at the start is very small because basically you come to a very new area, and the physical distance from the mother church makes it hard to have adequate supervision of the church plant. So, as we look at these first three models, think about yourself. Think about your situation. Where do they fit? Now, we're going to keep talking in our next presentation about three more models. And as we go through this model discussion, write down on a piece of paper and maybe talk to your spouse if you're married about your particular church planting calling and dream and where you may fit in one of these models.